This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, April 6th. Well, I hope a lot of you folks had a great Passover and the rest of you have a great Easter weekend. The market is going to be closed tomorrow. We're going to get the payroll report. I'll actually be on Fox Business for the announcement tomorrow. And I'm anticipating a pretty lackluster report. Okay. We had disappointing ADP. We had the weakest JOLTS report, job openings report, in almost 2 years. The weekly unemployment, continuing unemployment claims are rising. It's very subtle, okay? But in February, unemployment rose from 3.4 to 3.6, so we could have another rise tomorrow. We'll see how good the jobs are. It's interesting, there's a lot of tech layoffs in Europe, and it's pretty hard to lay people off in Europe, so they're basically trying to buy everybody out. And whether this is due to ChatGP and all the artificial intelligence, who knows, but the biggest layoffs in the past year have definitely been in the tech sector. In the meantime, we have lots of weak economic news this week. It started with ISM manufacturing for the fifth straight month. It's been negative. We had ISM services the other day. It had a dramatic drop. It's still growing, but the drop was shocking. And so everybody on Wall Street's kind of in a piss-poor mood, and the Atlanta Fed's now estimating first-quarter GDP growth only at 1.5%. And then you get international players like the IMF and the World Bank all throwing cold water on economic growth, so that's unfortunate. So we got up on the wrong side of bed this month, even though, you know, we have that big energy bet. And, of course, energy prices are higher because OPEC Plus is going to be cutting production by 1.6 million barrels a day. So that's still going to pay off for us. So we're lucky we have that big energy bet. And the main thing I want to discuss right now is because the market's going to be closed tomorrow for Good Friday, traders do like to clean their inventory out for the weekend, and a lot of traders will be traveling this weekend. And so you can basically ignore today, but there's one significant thing that happened, and that is we had one of our stocks announce earnings, and it was Lamb Weston. And just so you know, this is the French fry company. They're based in Idaho, and they dominate French fries not only in America but around the world, including Europe. And they just announced their sales were up 31.3%. Their earnings were up 65.8%, but their operating earnings were up more. And they beat analyst estimates on sales by 6.4%, and on earnings, operating earnings, 45.9%. So that stock is up, and it shows that earnings are working. So this is actually one of our top large cap stocks, so this is a good omen. That is, our stocks announce earnings that they should be popping. So that has me very, very happy today. Now, speaking of popping, my head quantitative guru, Michael, did a report for me. And he showed that in January, the market was just nothing but short covering, okay? And then in February and March, quality rose back to the top, and the what we call the D and F rated stocks in our stock rating systems flamed out. So there's one thing I do want to stress. If you're predominantly in our A and B rated stocks, you're going to be a lot less volatile. Okay, they are just their standard deviation is a lot lower. Now today I was looking at our dividend accounts. They're doing amazingly well, largely because the treasury yield is so low. You know, the 10-year treasury is 3.39, and the 2-year yields come down significantly too. And there's a good Wall Street Journal article talking about how the Fed's had a really, really hard decision at that last FOMC meeting. And I don't really want to get into the details of it too much, but hey, they're done raising rates, okay? So, you know, you hear the talking heads on TV talk about more rate cuts later this year. You know, I really don't want to get in that gossip. But I will say, if market rates keep coming down, they're going to have to cut trim rates as well. In the meantime, clearly they want to get inflation to 2%. Clearly that we have food and energy inflation. That's why our French fry company, Lamb Weston, made so much money. Of course, there is a potato shortage. That helps. But the main thing is the Fed knows they can't control food and energy inflation. And hopefully what we'll get in the upcoming data is going to be finally some evidence that home prices are softening and that and rental costs are softening, and that's helping inflation soften. But right now, it's every stock for itself, period, okay? And if you stay in the A and B rated stocks, you're going to have so much less volatility than the rest of the stocks out there. So I feel good. Next week is retail sales. Big, big report, okay? If the U.S. consumer is not carrying the economy, we will not have growth, okay? So we know we had a good January retail sales report. February was down. March is going to be very, very interesting. And tomorrow's payroll will be interesting, too. I'm not that optimistic on it because ADP and showed a big deceleration and just all the other data that doesn't look so good, as I was talking about earlier. So it'll be fascinating to see if the unemployment rate starts to go up a bit. Otherwise, the other big news is all this international developments. You know, Macron goes to China. They sign an Airbus deal. You know, China's not buying Boeing jets anymore. You know, we're fighting with China, okay? Biden's not talking to President Xi of China, okay, ever since the balloon incident. So, you know, we have all these new people in the world emerging as the leaders, okay? And the next big thing is there going to be a ceasefire in Ukraine? You know, China's pushing for that, and they're trying to get Russia way out, if that's even at all possible. So it'll be fascinating to see what happens. But we do have a weaker dollar, okay, that, believe it or not, will boost earnings from the multinationals. Half the S&P sales are outside of America. We seem to be losing our credibility in the world. It pains me to tell you this, but Bitcoin was the best performing asset in the first quarter, and please don't buy it, okay? But it shows that, you know, when the dollar gets weak, people go try crypto, they try gold. You know, our leadership in the world is being questioned. And of course, all our political stuff, you know, embarrasses us around the world, especially in Latin America. So the BRIC countries, which is Brazil, Russia, India, China, have formed an alliance. They're starting to move independent of us. They don't seem to care what we do. Saudi Arabia, you know, was Israel's ally. Now they're open diplomatic relations with Iran, and they seem to really want to not help us in any way. So you know, it's interesting. So it's going to be every stock for itself in the upcoming weeks, and our best defense is going to be a strong offense. We do have springtime behind us. You know, the markets do like springtime. They do like all the pension funding this time of year. So there is some reasons to be optimistic, but I did want to just tell you the truth, what's going on, and let's just hope all our other stocks do as good as Lamb and Weston did today, and then we can celebrate and have a phenomenal second quarter announcement season. Take care, everybody. It's Lee Navalier. Again, have a great weekend.